We told you a couple of weeks ago on The Wire about how Uber Eats is now requiring their workers to register themselves as contractors to avoid providing them with personal insurance. And this week, another company has been in the spotlight for exploiting their workers. Hungry Panda is a food delivery company first established in the UK in 2016. It generally caters to the Mandarin-speaking market in major cities across Australia. Their workers have been involved in a number of legal issues, including unfair dismissal claims, safety concerns, and a recent slashing of delivery revenue to as little as $5 per delivery. Now, the Transport Workers Union has taken these issues to Canberra. The Wire's Cassie Taylor has the story.
Last year, the essential work of food and delivery drivers powered Australia while most of us stayed home. Despite the rise in people working as delivery drivers, their work conditions are far from the national award standards. With 71% of workers struggling to pay for food and bills at home, no entitlement to super, and an average hourly wage of less than $11 per hour, the majority of food delivery drivers taking part in Australia's gig economy are struggling to cope in the largely unregulated industry. More than two-thirds of food delivery drivers feel they have no way of defending themselves against unfair treatment by the companies they work for, leading bodies such as the Transport Workers Union to launch campaigns against Uber Eats, Deliveroo, and Hungry Panda in the past month. This week, Ian Smith, the head of South Australia Northern Territory branch of the Transport Workers Union, travelled to Canberra to speak with delivery drivers and to pressure politicians into improving the conditions for these workers. I spoke to Ian, who explained what the workers are fighting for.
We want to fight and speak to politicians, RE, the plight of food deliveries and people engaged in the rideshare industry. What we've found is delivery riders have no rights, and they're dying because they have no rights. Without a minimum wage or guaranteed pay, they are forced to work long hours and work in difficult weather conditions just to earn enough to support their families and themselves. They have no rights to protective gear, training, and to always under the challenge of consistent pay cut and sackings. Between September and October last year, 5 delivery riders died on our roads. We visited Canberra with the gig workers this week to explain to politicians pretty clearly what they need to do urgently to regulate this industry. Talking to the politicians, the opposition leader made one very big point that I really got hold of. They asked the question to the Prime Minister in question time if Australian workers should work to the minimum wage, and he couldn't answer that. We have award rate safety net for all workers, and these are no different. These people need some rights. They need to be regulated, and there should be some minimum standards so that they can do their job safely, they can do it well, and they can earn a decent living.
What is currently allowing these workers to work under the minimum wage?
They're trying to say that they're not workers and they're captured. They are subcontractors and employed, so they don't have an employment relationship. There's more and more cases coming out across the world where in England, in the Supreme Court, has agreed that they're not subcontractors, they're employees. In Italy, all across the world, decisions are being made about this. These gig economies, like Uber, hide behind the fact that they don't believe that the subcontractor clause that they're not. They should get the right of all Australians, which is a minimum wage, superannuation, sick leave, annual leave, and the right to be represented and have a fair go.
Who actually has the power to put those in place?
Our politicians. The Labor Party and Mr Albanese said today, this should not be an issue that we're having a discussion. This should be a bipartisan approach where this can be resolved. Because we're not asking for anything that the Australian community would not expect everybody to earn, which is a minimum standard. And that's what we're asking for. Minimum standards, safety protections, the benefit of superannuation, the benefit of sick leave, benefit of workers' compensation, and the ability to negotiate fair deals.
Ian Smith, Secretary of the South Australia and Northern Territory branch of the Transport Workers Union, speaking with The Wire's Cassie Taylor.